Beagles are the best dogs that ever were. I feel the same way about dogs that I do about food. I like my food to look like food. The meat in its place on the plate, the vegetables in theirs, not all stacked up like some cutesy piece of art. And please, flowers belong in vases, not on my plate. As for dogs, I like them to look like dogs, not some perfume ball of fur that resembles a powder puff. You wouldn't paint a beagle's toenails or put ribbons in a beagle's hair. We had three beagles at our house. Ralph, whose keen nose found the book satchel stuffed with beer that the boys hid in our garden the night of the first boy-girl party at our house. Old Ralph held his point till I removed it. Then there was little Dixie, who gave a light bite to the diplomat from the Chinese embassy who strolled past our house one morning. It was just after Tiananmen Square, clearly a brave act of political protest. And there was sweet Betty, such a shy little city dog, she didn't even like to go outside without a leash. It took 100 years, but America is a better place when beagles rule.
That's
good,
right.
Good dog, Uno.
Good dog, Uno. That wasn't a commercial. That was Bob Schieffer talking about beagles. And I have a beagle. I'm a big fan of beagles. You know, one of these days, I'm thinking over the summer, maybe we should have a Joe American dog show. And everybody, listeners can bring their dogs by and we'll judge them and, you know, it'll be cool, because I am an animal lover. If you listen to the Don and Mike show on afternoons here at WJFK, you know that I am the animal lover of that show. And I love my beagle and my Westie and my cat and my bird and my fish. Did I get them all in there? We've got them all. We got the cat who goes after the fish and the bird. And the dogs love their cat, treat it like a toy and chase it all around. So maybe we'll do that. Oh, by the way, you know, I was taking a break and I heard a Budweiser spot play on my show. And I thought, that's a real commercial. You know, these on the weekends here, we don't have enough advertising. I started out saying at the beginning of when I started this show a couple of months ago, I'm working for free, basically. Now I'm salaried by CBS Radio. So technically, I'm just giving them a little extra, and I enjoy it, too. I'm really glad that I started this show. I enjoy all our listeners. I thank you so much for listening, because it's gotten to the point where I forget that I don't actually draw a check for this. But I do want to invite you to call the sales department. I know this sounds cheesy, but call them and ask them if you can advertise on Hefe and J-Dubs, Joe Radio, and BDK's movie show. See if they'll cut you a little slack, you know? Because I would love to banner the show. I'd like to have this show brought to you by, you know, somebody down the street, whatever's going on. So I'm just inviting you. I'm not shilling, because I'm obviously there's nothing in it for me. But I'm inviting you to be part of the show by sponsoring it and or, you know, getting on board. So there you go. Listen to me breathe into the microphone. We're winding down here. I want to thank everybody for listening. But if you want to chime in on any of the things we've touched on today, things you've seen in the road, how to catch a turkey, road rage, the war, anything that we've covered today, feel free. 800-636-1067. Now, I wish I had some cheese ball music for this, but I'm going to go without it. This is an article. It's been around for a couple of years, written by a guy named John Gray. You say, Joe, who is John Gray? I say, I don't know. I don't know who he is. But he wrote this. It's called Day in the Life of Joe Middle Class Republican. Joe gets up at 6 a.m. to prepare his morning coffee. He fills his pot full of good, clean drinking water because some liberal fought for minimum water quality standards. He takes his daily medication with his first swallow of coffee. His medications are safe to take because some liberal fought to ensure their safety and work as advertised. All but $10 of his medications are paid for by his employer's medical plan because some liberal union workers fought their employers for paid medical insurance. Now Joe gets it too. He prepares his morning breakfast, bacon and eggs this day. Joe's bacon is safe to eat because some liberal fought for laws to regulate the meatpacking industry. Joe takes his morning shower, reaching for his shampoo. His bottle is properly labeled with every ingredient and the amount of its contents because some liberal fought for his right to know what he was putting on his body and how much it contained. Joe dresses, walks outside, and takes a deep breath. The air he breathes is clean because some tree-hugging liberal fought for laws to stop industries from polluting our air. He walks to the subway. I'm sorry, I lost my place. He walks to the subway station for his government-subsidized ride to work. It saves him considerable money in parking and transportation fees. You see, some liberal fought for a portable public transportation, which gives everyone the opportunity to be a contributor. Joe begins his work day. He has a good job with excellent pay, medical benefits, retirement, paid holidays, and vacation because some liberal union members fought and died for these working standards. Joe's employer pays these standards because Joe's employer doesn't want his employees to call the union. If Joe is hurt on the job or becomes unemployed, he'll get a worker compensation or an unemployment check because some liberal didn't think he should lose his home because of his temporary misfortune. It's noontime. Joe needs to make a bank deposit so he can pay some bills. Joe's deposit is federally insured by the FSLIC because some liberal wanted to protect Joe's money from unscrupulous bankers who ruined the banking system before the Depression. Joe has to pay his Fannie Mae underwritten mortgage and his below-market federal student loan because some stupid liberal decided that Joe and the government would be better off if he was educated and earned more money over his lifetime. Joe is home from work. He plans to visit his father this evening at his farm home in the country. He gets in his car for the drive to Dad's. His car is among the safest in the world because some liberal fought for car safety standards. He arrives at his boyhood home. He was the third generation to live in the house, financed by Farmers Home Administration because bankers didn't want to make rural loans. The house didn't have electric until some big government liberal stuck his nose where it didn't belong and demanded rural electrification. Those rural Republicans would still be sitting in the dark. He is happy to see his dad, who is now retired. His dad lives on Social Security and his union pension because some liberal made sure he could take care of himself so Joe wouldn't have to. After his visit... I'm sorry, I lost my place again. After his visit with Dad, he gets back in his car for the ride home. He turns on a radio talk show. The host keeps saying that liberals are bad and conservatives are good. He doesn't tell Joe that his beloved Republicans have fought against every protection and benefit Joe enjoys throughout his day. Joe agrees. We don't need these big government liberals ruining our lives. After all, I'm a self-made man who believes everyone should take care of themselves, just like I have. So, you say, Joe, what's your point? I'm going to tell you. My point is, we really all have to work at this point, this critical junction in our life. We have to work together. You know, I mentioned earlier that I was listening to Rush and I was listening to Hannity, I guess. And, you know, I don't care if you listen to Rush. That's fine. But really, all he does is rag on Democrats and liberals. And it's just, it's old. It's tired. And it does nothing. Tonight on our show, I say ours because it is yours and my show. We learned about hunting turkeys. We learned about road rage and what cops could and could not do in jurisdictions. We decided that the guys down in Florida who blew up a deck should get a year in jail and pay a $10,000 fine. We had a trucker call in and tell us about trucking. We had a former Marine call in and tell us about the lasting costs of the war. We got a lot of things done here in just 2 hours. And it isn't all about me. I couldn't do it without you. I really couldn't do it without you. So there you go. My fellow Joe Americans, I'll see you next week. You know what? I told you at the beginning of the show we didn't have a guest because it didn't matter because you were the guest. And you all came through strong. Thanks so much. My fellow Joe Americans, I've been your host, Legendary Joe Artinger, with you here on WJFK FM 106.7 Junkies. In the morning, Big O and Dukes, middays, and Don and Mike, afternoons. And you're going to want to listen tomorrow to the Don and Mike show. You call and you say, Joe, what's going to happen to Don after he leaves? I don't know. So tune in. Call Don tomorrow on his show and ask him. I'll be there to take your call. That's what I do. I screen the calls for Don and Mike. And if you're nice to me, I won't hang up on you. Oh, you don't have to be nice. I'll hang up on you anyway. Even if you are nice. So there you go. I'll see you next week. I'm out of things to say. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week. Oh, yeah, and keep looking for the pony. Radio.